Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 11th of April 2024. Today's topic is Come Out. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 through 18. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Consider an ox and a donkey yoked together to pull a plow. The ox represents the believer, virtuous and strong. The donkey represents the unbeliever, obstinate and untrustworthy. And the yoke that binds them together indicates the alliance or relationship that Paul cautions against. The yoke that connects the ox and donkey prevents them from moving in separate directions, despite their best efforts. This demonstrates the pressure and conflict that may develop when believers and unbelievers form tight relationships or collaborations. Paul advises against yoking of Christians and unbelievers because their basic differences make peaceful coexistence impossible. The phrase "come out" encourages purity and detachment from the world. We are called as Christians to be God's temple and to have no relationship with evil or idolatry. Be distinct and unique while communicating God's love and truth to unbelievers. Live a virtuous and pure life. Separate yourself from worldly ideals, attitudes, and conduct, and endeavor to live a life that pleases God. Then can you truly reflect Christ in the world while also experiencing God's presence and favor? Quote for the day. Reflect Christ in the world. The challenge for today is: it is impossible for holiness and evil to coexist. Prayer. Dear God, help me to retain my relationship with you. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.